Peter Navarro, "If GOP wins House, I will lead the charge to impeach Biden." By Pam Key on June 2, 2022. Former Trump assistant and trade advisor Peter Navarro said Thursday on MSNBC's The Beat that he will lead the charge to impeach President Joe Biden if Republicans win the House in the 2024 midterms. Navarro said, "What we're talking about now, Ari, is the case law itself and the constitutionality of executive privilege, testimony, immunity. A second key issue in the case is the separation of powers. This committee, this kangaroo committee, has clearly violated the separation of powers. They're not supposed to act as judge, jury, and executioner. They're only supposed to pursue a legislative function." He continued, "Let me do this hypothetical for you. If it's held by the courts that a sitting president, incumbent president, can strip his immediate predecessor of executive privilege and all of those aids of testimony immunity, what do you think is going to happen in 2022 when the Republicans take back the House and if a Republican president like Donald Trump gets in the White House in 2024? What do you think? Executive privilege and testimonial immunity will be obliterated as we know it. Presidential decision-making will be destroyed as we know it." Discussing a lawsuit Navarro filed against the January 6th committee, Melber said, "You say, quote, if an incumbent can strip a predecessor of privilege, you say, just imagine what will happen to Biden and his advisors if Republicans win in 2024? Quote, if I'm not dead or in prison, I will lead the charge. What are you threatening? Are you suggesting that you would be in a Republican White House? What will you do?" Navarro said, "You bet your ass that I will lead the charge. I will take Adam Schiff and Jamie Raskin and Nancy Pelosi and all of those clowns and kangaroos. I'll take Biden and every single senior staff member in there. I will put them with subpoenas. We'll start with the impeachment of Biden for Ukraine, the southern border, all manner of things he is guilty of." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at PamKeenan.